You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
4 days to go before the election, the presidential election. It seems like it's been going on for so long. And as proud as we can be of our democratic institutions, we've got a little bit of a problem here in the United States figuring out what's going on in a campaign like this. For one thing, it's the way we decide the president. It's not simply a matter of the popular vote. It's all the electoral vote calculations of individual battleground states, they're called. We've been talking about that for months. And we are just deluged with a haze of data, polls, analysis, probabilities, percentages. You can go online and get any number of assessments of where the political campaign is. And what we wanted to do is to talk with someone who looks at all of them, also understands the methodology behind all of them, to help us to step out of the haze of data that the 2012 campaign has really represented, perhaps the most scrutinized political campaign in the history of civilization. Larry Sabato joins us. He's director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Larry, it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you, John.
So what would you give as a kind of first bit of advice to people trying to evaluate what the latest CNN, NBC, New York Times, whoever it is, polling data is trying to conclude about what's happening in the election right now or at any given moment?
Rule number one, never cherry pick polls. We all have a tendency to do it. We accept the polls that reinforce our partisanship, and we reject the ones that contradict our partisanship. That's a terrible idea. Now, look, there are problems with polling averages. They're far from perfect, but it's better to look at, say, pollster.com or realclearpolitics.com. Look at the polling averages. Yes, it includes some bad polls. Yes, it includes some ones that have statistical problems for one reason or another, but you're better off with averages or maybe the mean, looking at the polling mean, than you are looking at individual polls and trying to figure out, as a layperson, which one's right, which one's wrong, which one has a better partisan balance. It's just not possible to do it.
It used to be the case that you'd talk to a pollster, you'd interview them as a journalist, and you'd find out how big the sample set is, the kinds of questions they ask, whether their sample is likely voters or not, and that was pretty much it. But now you've got also people who are aggregating all the polls and creating these averages, almost the way that baseball is calculated. What do you make of the aggregators' work? How well are they doing their job?
Well, I think it's quite useful. Nate Silver is a good example there at the New York Times, and there are others who do that. There are some superb applications here for politics. Some of it comes out of sports. I think Nate comes out of sports. Look, nobody's God, all right? Nobody has the final answers. Everybody's wrong from time to time. So you want to look as widely as you can and get as much information as you can so you can make your own decision. But look, I think what Silver and others do is, of course, set out probabilities. People misunderstand this. They think probabilities are predictions. They aren't. They're exactly what they claim to be. They're probabilities. So if there's a 60% chance that Barack Obama is going to be reelected, well, that means 4 out of 10 times Mitt Romney will win, all right? People don't claim their data goes beyond what it actually is.
So let's talk a little bit about the difference between the popular vote and the electoral vote here. Does the popular vote even mean anything anymore, 12 years after Bush v. Gore and with all of this focus on the battleground states?
Legally, it doesn't mean a thing. The popular vote, except in each individual state, of course, the popular vote does determine the Electoral College vote. And when, as in Florida 2000, when 537 votes separated the two presidential candidates, at least officially, then it matters a great deal. But nationally, the popular vote means nothing under our current system. Whether it should mean something is another question for another day. But I think it does mean something in political terms, if not legal terms. If a president loses the popular vote, and that's happened 4 times in American history, then a certain aura of legitimacy is peeled back from that president, and it makes it more difficult for the president to govern, at least until his presidency is transformed, as George Bush's was after September 11th.
Larry Sabato, is there any scenario whereby chaos in New Jersey because of this storm would hold up the entire election and keep us on pins and needles for weeks?
Well, anything's possible, but I think that's highly improbable simply because the election will go on. Now, it's possible that some court will rule, if somebody goes to court, that the election has to continue in certain areas. But the odds are it will be clear that, for example, New Jersey and, for that matter, New York will be deeply blue. It's not even vaguely close there. And even if the election has continued a bit in certain areas of New Jersey and New York, I think any reasonable political analyst is going to put, even on election night, New York and New Jersey's electoral votes in Barack Obama's column. So, no, it may technically extend the election, but in practical fact, it will not.
You know, this language that we've heard this time, and it sort of cropped up 12 years ago, but now you hear it all the time, a path to winning the Electoral College vote. What does that mean, and does Mitt Romney really have a difficult path here?
Well, it's a whole ball game. You have to get 270. And my feeling is that on our crystal ball website, if people are interested in the details, we believe that Barack Obama has far more pathways to 270 than Mitt Romney does. And especially with the new jobs numbers being reasonably good for the White House, I think that continues and maybe even strengthens.
So not necessarily a pleasant weekend for the campaign directors in the Mitt Romney campaign.
Now, I think they were deprived of a potential issue they could have had, and I'm not sure what gets them over 270.
All right, Larry Sabato, it's great to talk to you. Maybe we'll talk to you when we finally know this result in 4 days.
I look forward to it. Thank you, John.
Larry Sabato is director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. What do you think of the language of polling and politics and prediction this time around? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You have many paths to reach us, including posting a comment at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.